I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President Obama today invited top Capitol Hill Democrats to the White House to talk shutdown strategy, but still no talks with Republican leaders, although the White House says they'll be invited later. That's little comfort to the financial world, which fears the paralysis in Washington will lead to the U.S. defaulting on its debt. President Obama tried to send the markets a reassuring signal today. He nominated Janet Yellen to take over at the Federal Reserve. She's currently the Fed's number two and close ally of current chairman Ben Bernanke. So her appointment offers a measure of stability, but as the world's Matthew Bell reports, there's still plenty of concern overseas.
The U.S. government shutdown is, well, stupid. Those aren't my words. They're from the chief economist of the International Monetary Fund, Oliver Blanchard.
If this went on for another 2 weeks, it would not be a major issue. I think the big event, if it were to happen, is clearly the debt ceiling.
Just how big of an event would it be if Congress fails to raise the debt ceiling and the U.S. defaults on some of its financial obligations?
Nobody knows what that would look like, but it wouldn't be good.
Patrick Chovanec is with Silvercrest Asset Management in New York. He's also a former economics professor at Tsinghua University in Beijing. China is nervous, Chovanec says, because Chinese economic growth is tied directly to the creditworthiness of the United States.
There is this notion that China is a big bank, a very powerful bank, and that Europe and the United States and all the other countries go to it and hope that they will be funded. And in fact, China is actually more like a neighborhood storekeeper who keeps on extending more and more credit to his customers because he's afraid that if he doesn't extend more credit, they'll stop buying and he'll have to close up shop.
That might not be the best way to run a business, Chovanec says, but it remains the business model for the U.S. and China, the world's two largest economies. Like China, Japan is sitting on more than $1 trillion worth of U.S. debt. After two decades of economic stagnation, the Japanese economy is finally showing signs of recovery. And Washington's flirtation with the very idea of default is causing concern in Tokyo. Satoru Mori teaches U.S. foreign policy at Hosei University.
You had the sequestration earlier this year, and then we have the government shutdown, and the so-called default crisis is coming. You can understand how the Japanese public will become more worried as these crises occur again and again.
And those worries are about the potential political fallout as well. Take the Trans-Pacific Partnership, for example. It's a gigantic new free trade pact encompassing 40% of the world economy, and it would include Japan, the U.S., and much of the Asia-Pacific region. The Obama administration has been working for 3 years on this and wants to wrap up the treaty by the end of the year. But Mori says Japan is losing faith in Washington's ability to do its part.
Even if we conclude a broad agreement by the end of the year, will President Obama be able to push this through Congress next year?
The dysfunction in Washington as it pushes America toward the cliff of U.S. default would have geopolitical ramifications that could be worse than the economic ones, says Xenia Dormandy. She's with the Chatham House think tank in London. The political breakdown has been playing out for a few years now, but Dormandy says this latest episode is adding to the belief outside America's borders that Washington is broken.
And that has huge consequences. It has consequences for authoritarian governments and peoples looking at the American democracy and saying maybe this isn't the best system. We shouldn't, you know, the Washington consensus isn't something we want to propagate, we want to pursue. It has consequences in terms of the belief that from allies that America maybe isn't as reliable as it once was. And it has consequences for adversaries who say we can do whatever we want because America is not going to be able to act when push comes to shove.
President Obama was asked on Tuesday if America's overseas friends should be worried about the political meltdown in Washington. He acknowledged that there is concern, but he suggested that as long as this sort of crisis doesn't keep repeating itself every few months, things will turn out fine. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.